You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 21st day of March. Don Day is here now from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, to take a look at the weather forecast. Let's start right here in the United States. Don, what do you find of most interest, and where will the weather of intensity be?
Well, it's going to be a pattern here starting later this week that is going to go for a good 2 or 3 weeks at least, where we're going to see a lot of weather go coast to coast. Last week, we had the cold and the snow along the eastern seaboard in New England. Now our attention is focusing out on the west coast, where we're going to see a series of storms roll off the Pacific, and without any big high pressure to stop these storms, we're going to see wet weather return to the west coast, California getting some rain today. Then we're going to see what should be a significant spring storm pop up in the Colorado Rockies. We are going to see significant snows in the Rockies. And more importantly, and I think this will be something that will be important, we're going to see significant rain and thunderstorm activity over some of the very dry areas of Kansas, the Panhandle areas, up into Nebraska, eastern Colorado. Some of those winter wheat areas are going to get some needed precipitation. And then these storms are going to go right into the Midwest and Corn Belt. And we're going to see a wet pattern developing.
So that area that runs from the southwest in parts of Texas through the Panhandle, Oklahoma, up into Kansas, Missouri, and southern Illinois, parts of Indiana, you think will get wet enough that it will reverse what has been fairly dry conditions?
It certainly is looking that way. In fact, for the next 30 to 45 days, we're going to see a very active pattern where we're going to have an east to west storm track that will go right through those areas you just mentioned. I think if there's areas that may miss out, it'll be portions of the southeast and the far southern plains. But many of the dry areas in the central plains and the central and western Corn Belt, as it looks now, over the next month, have some really good opportunities to reverse that trend.
Is there one big factor on the global system that's pumping that or will be pumping that kind of precipitation into these areas?
Well, we have a very interesting, it's been a very interesting winter in the sense that it started with a weak La Nina, and then it went to neutral, and now we're going into a weak El Nino. And that type of pattern in the Pacific is generating a very active and very moist storm track across the central Pacific. With that combined with the changing seasons, which normally get more active anyway, are going to be enhancing things a little bit. So I do have some cautious optimism for many of the dry areas of the central United States will be able to get through this spring and get into early summer with hopefully a much better soil moisture profile.
And then I hate to make this a footnote, but the southeast will not get this kind of rainfall and may very well stay pretty darn dry.
Yeah, that is an area of concern. I do see Georgia, Alabama, Florida, maybe the Carolinas, while they're certainly going to see some spring precipitation, they may end up on the short end of the stick, at least as it's looking now. And that's going to be one area of concern heading into summer.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason.